It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. President Obama wades into the discussions over the deficit today. After weeks of leaving deficit reduction talks to Vice President Biden, Mr. Obama will meet personally with Republican and Democratic leaders of the Senate. They're trying to work out a plan to stem the tide of red ink. No matter what happens, the government will still need to keep borrowing money, and that means lawmakers will need to raise the federal debt ceiling within the next 5 weeks. Joining us now to talk about the budget wrangling and other political news is NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Now, Scott, the president's personal involvement in the deficit talks comes after negotiations between the vice president and lawmakers hit a wall last week when the House Republican leader Eric Cantor walked out. So where do things stand as of this morning?
That's right. Eric Cantor announced last Thursday that he would no longer take part in these talks because he said Democrats are insisting that any deficit reduction package include not only spending cuts, but also tax increases. Now, every bipartisan group that's looked at the deficit has said the same thing, but Republicans argue tax hikes should not be on the table. Here's Senator Mitch McConnell speaking yesterday on ABC's This Week.
Throwing more tax revenue into the mix is simply not going to produce a desirable result, but it won't pass. I mean, putting aside the fact that Republicans don't like to raise taxes, Democrats don't like to either.
That's true. You know, neither party likes to raise taxes, and unfortunately, both parties like to spend money, which is how we wound up in the situation we're in. Government spending is historically high right now relative to the size of the economy. At the same time, tax revenues relative to the size of the economy are at their lowest level in decades. So the White House says it's going to take both spending cuts and tax increases to bridge that gap. That's the case Mr. Obama will try to make today when he meets with Senator McConnell.
And all of this coming to a head now because of the debt ceiling.
Right. We've actually been sort of brushing our head up against the debt ceiling for weeks now, and the Treasury Department's been moving money and IOUs around to keep us from breaking through. They can do that for another month or so, but the Treasury estimates they're going to run out of wiggle room about August 2nd. So they really need lawmakers to raise the debt ceiling, giving the government a bigger credit card before then. The thing is, it's always unpopular to raise the debt ceiling, but every budget that's out there, including Republican Congressman Paul Ryan's, would require the government to keep borrowing money for years to come. So the debt ceiling must be raised. The question is, what kind of political cover can lawmakers extract in return? And they don't have a whole lot of time to figure it out. You know, the House is not in session this week. The Senate will be out next week. And so by the time they're both back at work, you're going to have about 3 weeks to make a deal.
And Scott, tomorrow President Obama will visit an Alcoa factory which produces aluminum. It's part of his push for advanced manufacturing, isn't it?
That's right. You know, manufacturing has been one of the relatively bright spots in the otherwise tepid recovery. There have been about 240,000 manufacturing jobs added in the last year and a half. And the president wants to encourage that. It's part of sort of a not just fixing the short-term economy, but really mending the longer-term trends in the economy. And so he's going to be talking about the benefits of advanced manufacturing, something he talked about on Friday as well. And he's going to be touring a factory that makes advanced alloys used in things like Boeing and Airbus jets. And, Renee, it just so happens that factory is in the swing state of Iowa.
And it just so happens that in Iowa, the president will have some competition of sorts, Republican Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann.
That's right. Michelle Bachmann will be announcing her presidential campaign in Iowa, for anyone who might have missed her announcement during last week's GOP debate. And Bachmann, who is an Iowa native, does very well in a new poll from the Des Moines Register of likely GOP caucus goers. She is basically tied in the lead with Mitt Romney, far ahead of the rest of the field. Her brand of Christian conservatism plays very well with the homeschoolers and others who sort of dominate the Republican caucus crowd in Iowa. So she'll be campaigning there. And then just to stir the pot, Sarah Palin will be in Iowa later this week.
NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley, thanks very much.
You're welcome.